If you go to our website, praiseindy.com, right now, we have an obituary, an incomplete obituary of Bill Mays. Native of Evansville, Indiana. Probably the most successful black businessman the state of Indiana has ever produced. Hoosier native, born in Evansville, went to Lincoln High School in Evansville. Attended Indiana University where he got his bachelor's degree and MBA from the Kelley School of Business. After college, he went to work for Procter & Gamble, went to work for a couple of other companies, but wanted to strike out on his own and create his own company. He did. Built Mays Chemical literally from the ground up to be now the 16th largest African-American-owned business in this country, according to Black Enterprise. In leading the tributes to Bill Mays, Governor Mike Pence said, "The First Lady and I are deeply saddened to learn of the passing of Bill Mays, a pillar of true strength within the Indianapolis community. From the success of his business to his unending generosity and invaluable leadership mentoring future generations, Bill touched the lives of countless Hoosiers, and his contributions to the life of our state will be remembered always. Our thoughts and prayers go out to his beloved family and friends during this difficult time." Mayor Greg Ballard said on the passing of Bill Mays, "Indianapolis has lost a titan of industry and philanthropy. Bill Mays was a great businessman, mentor, and leader in our community. My thoughts and prayers go to the Mays family and the many lives he touched." Congressman Andre Carson said, "We lost a leader who dedicated his life to our community. As a businessman, philanthropist, and activist, Bill Mays helped to improve the lives of countless Hoosiers throughout his life. I pray that God gives peace and comfort to his wife, Rose, his daughters, Kristen and Heather, and to the countless others for whom Bill is family." Maggie Lewis, president of the City County Council, said of Bill Mays, "The city of Indianapolis, state of Indiana, the nation mourns the loss of William G. Mays. While he achieved great success cultivating Mays Chemical Company into a global entity, you and I have benefited tremendously from his entrepreneurial vision and passion for helping those in need. His passing reminds us of how precious our lives are and the importance of living each day beyond our dreams. The life he lived and the legacy he has created will be felt for generations to come. My thoughts and prayers are with the entire Mays family, the employees of Mays Chemical, the Indianapolis Record, and each and every person whose life has been changed for the better because of him." Bill Mays has an honorary degree from Indiana University. He served as a member of the IU Foundation. Bill literally bled crimson and cream, except when he bled, drew white and red as a Kappa, as a proud member of Kappa Alpha Psi. Bill got honorary degrees from Martin University, Marion University, the University of Evansville. From 1993 to 2000, with his partner, the legendary Crazy Bill Shirk, Bill Mays owned several radio stations here in Indianapolis and television stations. Y'all heard, remember Hoosier 96, now Hot 96.3, 106.7 KISS, which is now WTLC, 100.9 when it was Smooth Jazz, and Indianapolis's first and still only black owned over the air television station, which was Channel 53, now Channel 19. Back then, it was WAV-TV. Sold those stations to Radio 1. Got $40 million, Drew. He and Bill Shirk split $40 million. Amen. Civically, Bill Mays was the first African-American board chair of the Chamber of Commerce. First and only black chairman of the annual campaign for the United Way. He was extraordinarily generous to the United Negro College Fund, great leadership to them. He served on the National Urban League Board, National Board of the National Minority Supplier Development Council, National Commission on Entrepreneurship. Bill Mays was, Drew, one of the initial members when we set up the state lottery back in the late 80s. And he was the first and only black chairperson of the state's lottery commission. Bill Mays was a director of First Indiana Corporation, the Vectren Corporation. Anthem, before they changed their name to WellPoint, and got off the board before they changed the name back to Anthem. I would be here for 2 hours, Drew, if I read the list of every nonprofit board that Bill Mays ever served on. And then Circle City Classic. He helped shepherd that for almost three decades. And then he was very proud. Besides owning the radio and TV stations, he was very proud of continuing the stewardship of the Indianapolis Recorder. Moving that paper into, you know, the paper it is today. Upon his passing, Shannon Williams, who's the president of the Recorder, said about Bill Mays, the entire state of Indiana is a little less great because Bill Mays is no longer with us. There are very few people who are transparent, supportive, and business savvy as he was, which makes his death even more difficult. His efforts helped to preserve the history of African Americans in Indiana. The entire Recorder family mourns his passing while also celebrating his lasting legacy. Bill is survived by his wife, Dr. Rose Mays, daughters Kristen Mays Corbett, Heather Mays Woods. Details on services have not been released. As soon as we know something official, we'll let you know.
WTLC AM Indianapolis.
Indy's choice for inspiration and praise.
AM 1310, The Light.
At the beginning of the show, I kind of said that my heart is heavy today. 5 months ago, lost one of my mentors, the legendary Al the Bishop Hobbs. God called him home because I guess he needed help with the choir and doing gospel music in heaven. And yesterday, God needed an extra businessman, an extra visionary, an extra person who understood the importance of not only being successful, but trying to help the least of these, and called William G. Bill Mays home on his birthday at the age of 69. There's just so many things that we can say, and we're privileged to have his niece on our live line, Caroline Mays, a former president of the Indianapolis Recorder, former employee at Mays Chemical, now a member of the Indiana Utility Regulatory Commission. Caroline, thank you. Welcome. And on behalf of all of us here at AM 1310, The Light and the Radio One family, our deepest, deepest sympathies to you and all of the Mays family and the employees of the Recorder and Mays Chemical.
Enos, thank you so very much. I had to take a deep breath just listening to you make that introduction. I know that you heard as well. You were very close to him, and many of the people that have called in and are sending out their condolences. And obviously we hurt, but we know you hurt as well.
And
Bill was a wonderful man. And,
yes, he was.
And he touched so many lives.
Is it fair to say this was an irreplaceable person?
I think it is. He had an amazing, generous spirit. You know, many people are calling in, and we're grateful to hear. It's wonderful to hear the many things that he did in this community and beyond, and to help so many people. And he touched so many lives. He had an amazing business sense.
Mm-hmm.
But God blessed him with that because God knew that he would share it, and he knew the importance of it. Of sharing what he was given. And he understood that to whom much is given, much is required. And he lived that in his life. He walked it. And so it's wonderful to hear all the people that are speaking out, and it touches us to hear the many people that he touched and that we didn't even know about. And, you know, I think it's rare to find someone who would give so unselfishly. And he was that person.
And I guess this is what got me at the beginning of the show was what I saw just before I went on the air, this tribute page from the United Way. I know he gave of himself to many organizations. United Way was one of them. But for them to put up a tribute page that quickly with some vintage photographs, there's some real vintage on there, that's a great tribute to him. He would be pleased.
Yes, he would be pleased. And we were talking about that earlier, about how pleased he would be to know that his life meant something, that he was able to give back and to help so many people. Like I said, he understood that that's what mattered, and that was important to I'm glad that United Way did that. I know that many others are putting out tributes. Mm-hmm. And I do want to say, Amos, let me say this, from Rose and Heather and Kristen and the entire family, we are so very grateful for the outpouring of support, the kindness that's been given, the prayers. Yeah. We need those abundantly. God knows, God hears, and
yes, he does.
God is providing so much comfort through the lives of people that are reaching out, and so we're very grateful for that.
And we know at the time in which the family is ready to tell us what the instructions are, we'll be able to pass that on not only here at AM 1310 The Light, but at our website, praiseindy.com, so that we know what the wishes of the family are. In terms of how you all will let the community not only share in the sadness, but also share in the joy and a celebration of a life. Oh my goodness. Well lived.
Yes, definitely. We will, those plans are not finalized as of yet.
Yeah.
But we will let you all know. We currently expect it will be next weekend. But have not finalized those plans as of yet. I do want to say something. This is on my heart. Mm-hmm. This morning, as I was taking some quiet time, and I walked into, we have a piano. I walked in and I looked at that piano and I thought about that piano. I don't know if you all know this, but I actually live in the house that Bill actually owned at one point, and then he sold it to my father and then, and mother, and I bought it from them, when my father passed away. This piano belonged to me when I was young, and then we passed it on to Bill for Heather, his daughter Heather, when she was young, and then it came back. And it's so funny because I looked at that piano and I said, you know, after all this time, I only know how to play one song on that piano, and that song was Lean on Me.
Yeah.
And as I stood there and I played that song, and I thought about the words to that song, and about how we just don't even understand the strength that we need or how we can get it until we do need it, and how God provides people that we can lean on to help us through these tough times. And so thank you so much to the community, to you, Amos, to our friends, everyone, for reaching out and allowing us to lean on you. Bill was a great man. He was an awesome man. He had a great love for his family and God. He had a giving spirit. He had a commitment to friends that didn't waver. And he was so generous and so patient. And we just want you all to remember him in that regard and to know that he was a loving father, a loving uncle, a loving friend. And we thank you. Thank you for letting us lean on you.
Caroline, I know this is difficult. It's difficult even for me to hear it. Please extend my personal family, you know, give a big hug to Rose for me.
Yes.
And my family, we're here with her. The whole community is with her, and was privileged to be on the air Sunday on Channel 6 in the morning. And they have done a great job, Channel 6.
Oh, they have.
And,
they really have.
And Raphael asked a question. He says, well, you know, what would people in Frankfort and in other parts of Indiana think about Bill Mays? And I simply said, here's somebody from Indiana who had an opportunity and made the best of it. And it had nothing to do with race. This is what Indiana is about. Somebody from here having the ability to take something from nothing and not only build of it, but give back.
Right.
And that, you can't get more Hoosier than that.
That's right.
Carolee Mays, Bill Mays' niece. I know this is a difficult conversation. Thank you very, very much for sharing. God bless you all. The prayers and the blessings are flowing up.
Thank you. Thank you, Amos.
And we know Bill is at peace. Yes. And if I know Bill, he done found Charles Williams and Tom Benford. And
my dad.
Yeah, they done found a gathering spot up in heaven.
That's right.
All right, thank you, my sister. Thank you.
Thank you.
239-1310. 239-1310. Let me go to State Senator Greg Taylor. Senator, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. I wanted to call into your show. So, and I don't know if you're going to get a lot of these calls, but I want to tell you about an experience that I had with Bill Mays. So that everybody knows, the kind of man that we're talking about. In 1992, me and about three other guys decided that we were going to put together a cycling team to ride in the Little 500. Now, if anybody knows the history of the Little 500, it had been over 50 years that a black team participated in the Little 500. And George Taliaferro was kind of our guide on who to contact, because training for that race was grueling. But to train properly, you had to spend some money on trainers and buy bicycles and everything. Myself, this is the first time I ever met Bill Mays. Right. Myself and a couple other college students from Bloomington drove up to Indianapolis, and we met Bill Mays at his office. And before we left, we had a check for $5,000 to help our team do what we needed to do to train for that race. Bill Mays didn't know us from Adam. Mm. And I never met a person that would do something like that. He didn't ask us, you know, what account it was going into. He said, "I'm an IU guy. I'm on the board of trustees. I'm on the foundation, and I love what you're trying to do." And I know he's up there saying, you know, I don't tell people, a lot of people, this story, because it was before he's gone. It was emotional to me because that changed my life. But you could probably have 100 people call in with a story like that with Bill Mays.
You know,
and that's his legacy.
Senator, I had forgotten about that story with the team. Like I said, that happened. We did an interview about that with the Old Noon Show way, way, way back when. My Lord.
1992. He didn't know me, Courtney Bishop. He didn't know us from anybody. All he knew is that we were trying to put a team together to ride in the Little Five.
Goodness gracious. You know,
people can say what they, that is not,
yeah,
that is
yeah.
not a normal situation.
No,
in
no,
our community.
No.
And that is real.
You know, and Senator, this morning, things are just coming to me. And I know they're coming to other people as well as the news sinks in and starting to remember things. I'm remembering things, that Bill did or that he stood for, speaking out, during the Tyson trial, going against the grain. Remember, all you Democrats were upset when he supported Mitch Daniels, for governor. But Bill was somebody that at times would dance to a different drummer.
But Bill always took care. There was never a time, if anybody wanted to talk, to talk and meet with Bill Mays,
mm-hmm.
he would make time for you. This guy, his company made millions, hundreds of millions of dollars.
Right.
And he would sit down with young men like myself and talk to us and give us advice and give us support. That doesn't happen just by nature. That's God.
Senator, I appreciate that testimony, and I know members of the family, members of the extended Mays family, employees of Mays Chemical and the Recorder, remembering that as well. And see, those are the kind of stories that, you know, the Indianapolis Star should have had in the paper. They better have it on Sunday, because if they don't have it on Sunday, then Monday, I'm really talking about that. But anyway, I appreciate it, Senator. Thank you. 239-1310. 239-1310.
Hi, this is State Representative Greg Porter, and you are listening to Indiana Broadcasters Hall of Fame inductee Amos Brown. right here on 1310 The Light.
Dr. Kathleen Spears, who's the head of the Madam Walker Theater Center, said our world has lost an incredible leader, successful entrepreneur, and inspirational philanthropist with the passing of Bill Mays. As an organization that honors the legacy of our nation's first self-made female millionaire entrepreneur, the spirit of entrepreneurship, social justice, and empowerment underpin our work at the Walker. Because of the generosity of Bill, his wife Rose, and the entire Mays family, we've been able to advance Madam Walker's legacy. For that, we will be forever grateful, and our prayers are with the Mays family at this time. 239-1310. 239-1310. This afternoon's name is back to the phones. And the City County Councilor, Joe Simpson. Counselor?
Hey, Amos.
What's up?
How you doing?
I'm here.
Sounds like you struggling, man.
You know, a little bit.
Yeah, well, he's a person that Bill Mays, and the special thing about him is just what Curling he's just said, that he touched so many lives. He touched my life as a single father, raising four girls, and my oldest are a set of twins. And they were going away to college at Tennessee State, so you know what kind of tuition fee I was going to pay and stuff like that. And they came home after their first year, and they were looking for a job, and I ran into Bill. And this is just how kind and heartfelt he is as far as reaching out to the next generation. Well, he told me to have my twin daughters to come up there to his company and talk to him. And, you know, they're nervous to death. They didn't know Bill. And they went up there, and he interviewed both of them and asked them how serious they were about college. And he wanted to know about their careers and where they were going and stuff like that. And they both came home, and he told them as long as they were in college making B above B, that they could be employed till the day they graduated. And he kept that commitment.
And they kept them grades.
Yeah, Captain. As a matter of fact, they both graduated with honors from Tennessee State, and they were grateful for Bill for that, because he touched them in many ways. He touched young lives. You know, they were young, high school, and to this day, they still have a heartfelt for Bill, and pretty much they're close, the same age as his daughters, and they knew the daughters, and they were just great to know that Bill was able to do something, and the things that Bill was able to touch. But he touched my daughter life and my family life at a time where, you know, he just said, look here, you keep the grades, I'm putting ownership on you and on your daddy, you keep the grades, you work hard and everything like that, and you got a job until you graduate. Because back, you know, those are times where people are having a difficult time, but I just want to know, and Bill is always the person that I've always listened to and talked to, even in times that I have on boards and stuff like that, because he was a very wise person. But I just want to say to the family, God ain't going to give you any more than what you can bear. But I think at the same time, there is a lot of prayer. Deal with your grief. I know there's nothing we can say that losing a father, a husband, uncle, and a dear friend for all of us out here, that we all going to be praying for the family. And like you say, I think Bill's probably with the boys enjoying themselves, and they talking to the next level on where he at right now. And I know God is definitely with him, because his heart was there. And that's all I have to say.
All right. I appreciate it, Councilman. 239-1310. 239-1310's afternoon's name is...